And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. In a formal ceremony on the University of Tulsa campus, Municipal Judge Gerald Hoffmeister swears in Tulsa's new city council.
Please raise your right hand. I state your name.
Four new councilors join five returning members to make up the city body. For the first time, there are more women than men on the Tulsa City Council. Forecasters know when, they just don't know what. A potent storm is headed our way, but the Weather Service in Tulsa says it's too early to tell if it'll bring us rain, snow, or ice.
Ahead of the system, a shallow cold air mass will make its way into the southward and through the southern plains. Wintry weather could be realized on the northern edge of the precipitation shield beginning late Thursday night into Friday.
The Weather Service says the forecast will be better defined as that system gets closer. The Cherokee Nation issued its own state of emergency. Hours later, Governor Fallon did the same. This in response to the weekend tornadoes across Oklahoma. The Weather Service has confirmed it was a weak EF0 tornado that caused the damage between Sperry and Skytook. Friday will mark 77 years since the attack on Pearl Harbor. One of the dead unknowns aboard the USS Oklahoma has been identified as Leonard Geller of Garber near Enid. DNA made the identification possible. His remains are coming home to Oklahoma. The economy in the middle of America is slowing down. That is according to a monthly report from Creighton University. Dr. Ernie Goss says it's still in positive territory, but slipping.
It was down from 54.9 to 54.1, and that's the lowest reading we've recorded since President Trump took office.
Goss says many employers are finding it difficult to hire qualified workers. Three teens were being escorted off the Woodland Hills Mall property last night. They were being followed by a mall cop in the parking lot. One of the teens whipped out a gun and started firing. The officer was not hit. However, his car has three bullet holes. Tulsa police have taken over that case. Security is being reassessed at the Rhema Bible Church's Christmas light display. This after two groups of teens got into a large fight over the weekend. Police used pepper spray to break up that ruckus. Our weather forecast, clouds giving way to sunshine, a high today of 41, partly clear 26 for a low, now overcast in 28. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.